Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Love Wins Podcast Show. My name is Neil Cleese Koumidis, also known as Nick the Greek, where I live here in Santa Cruz, California, and where I've been living for the past 10 years. I started this show back when the COVID-19 happened under the Nick the Greek Podcast Show, but because we wanted to help with this worldwide virus that was happening at the time, but we changed the name recently, in the last couple of months, to Love Wins Podcast Show. And you can find the show on Spotify, Applecast, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addict, Podcast Guru, Spoon, and Breaker, and also Anchor.fm, which is the platform that we use to create and broadcast the show out to the whole world so you guys can listen to it at any time you'd like. I'd like to welcome my first guest slash co-host and very good friend to the show, which is my friend Teal. Welcome to the show, Teal.
Hi.
Hello. It's nice to have you to the show. Thanks for joining us today. Me and Teal, we had an idea before the show started, which was that we're going to look through some of today's news and we're going to talk about them and discuss them, because if you haven't heard of the Nick the Greek Podcast Show or the Love Wins Podcast Show, what we do is we discuss worldwide matters on a daily basis and we try to come up with solutions for them for us as a whole, right? So we can make this world be a better world for everybody as it was yesterday, and a better, and we can all have a better day than we did yesterday and a better day tomorrow than we did today. So before me and Teal start talking about the news that we're going to see online right now, because we're going to do this with the audience, with you guys right now, live, I mean, as we're broadcasting. But before we do so, we'd like to talk about, mention the goals that we want to reach with the shows, and, you know, not the reason why they started, but the reason why we're still doing the shows today. And then I'd like to hear, you know, some of Teal's input on these goals, because they're really important for us as a whole. And, you know, my friend I know is a very smart woman, and so I'd like to hear what she has to say about them. So I'm going to just go ahead and start mentioning the shows. So the number one, mentioning the goals, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. So the first goal we'd like to reach with the Love Wins Podcast Show, you know, formerly known as Nick the Greek Podcast Show, is that we'd like to see a cure or an antidote for the COVID-19 be made, and also any viruses that may arise in our world today. Because my input is that, you know, it's 2021 and I strongly believe that we're, you know, far advanced enough to be able to have these, you know, cures or antidotes so people can live. You know, I can't see or understand why there's, you know, these viruses, this COVID-19 and now this new Delta virus, have been around for so long, yet there was never a cure or antidote made for these worldwide viruses, and there still is not one today. So we encourage people that have, you know, the means, the friends, the whatever it takes to create a cure, an antidote, to please, we encourage you to do so, so that way people can live, because that's what we like to do on this show. We like to give life. And so Ms. Teal, I'm gonna go ahead and ask you this, even though I usually don't ask the guests on the show questions because I don't like to put you guys on the spot, but I'm gonna ask you because I do want to hear what you have to say about that. So when the COVID-19 happened, you know, I was sitting there thinking, you know, okay, so we have this thing, we have the quarantine, right? Yeah. Quarantine is when you go away from the world, basically, for 2 weeks, and this can magically make this virus go away. And so then I thought, what about a cure or an antidote? Like, I thought about this, like, on my own, like, personally. So I was like, what does it take, right? What does it take to make a cure or an antidote? Because as I thought about this, I told myself, okay, why do I have to ask people to do this? Why don't I do it myself? What do I need? Right? And so we realized that the first ingredient to this recipe is, of course, money, right?
Always.
Right. So that's where we're at. That's where we got stuck at. You know, like, I mean, yeah, I'm a radio show host, and then yes, this is our radio show, the whole world's, right? But the whole world is not with me on this, making a cure or an antidote for this virus, the COVID-19, and for any other future virus that we might get, because you know, there's not one
being a pandemic, that funding shouldn't be an issue.
I'm sorry, can you start over?
Oh, sorry, I interrupted you.
It's okay.
well, with it being such a large worldwide problem and it being a pandemic, you know, as you stated, like, money is the first ingredient, you know, it really shouldn't be. It should be...
Should be love.
Yeah, love would be great, but unfortunately, it's money, but with it being such a world, it's worldwide, so why should money be an issue to create a cure for it? You know, that should be something that people would be willing to do for pennies, if anything.
Well,
you
I sat
know,
there and
for
thought
the,
about
for
it.
The better, you know, the good of everyone, not just a few. And, but yeah, again, money, money, money.
Right, absolutely. So it seems like you care about the world just like I do, and I mean that's like actually the main reason why I wanted you to do this show with me today is because, you know, great minds think alike, right? And so what should we do? Should I call the World Health Organization? Like, should I call some scientists, nurses? Like, how do you? I mean, because I sat there and I wrote down a list of things that I think I should do. And calling the World Health Organization was like on the top of my list, really, you know, because who would make a cure or an antidote? Like, who would know how to do it? That would be them, right?
Yeah, I say scientists, biologists, anybody that could. Oh, they have to pinpoint where it came from, but to date, there's been so many different, I guess at this point, guesses. First, you know, they said one thing, then another. I would say just finding out
what the ingredients are.
Maybe not the ingredients, but like the what it is, like the molecular structure, what it affects the most, and just basically figuring out what it is, I'm not one for words today, but here
okay.
I am.
Actually, what you just said was very intelligent, you know, figuring out the molecular structure.
Yeah,
like, I would have never thought about
get
it.
Get to it on
words.
a molecular level and
yes.
Work your way up and out. You know, like,
and I would have never thought about it in those words. So that's how that was actually very intelligent of you. I commend you. So what I was going to say is, so I had another idea. I was going to tell you about this after the show, but I'm going to go ahead and mention it now because it's kind of important and you're very important. And so I was thinking about us making down, you know, making a list of what we need to accomplish, so to speak, right? A list of things that need to be accomplished or acquired, right? In order to get to reaching the goal. Right, and so I was thinking about like the number one option was calling the World Health Organization. So what I was thinking about is, what if I had someone to help me take footage of us actually calling,
mm-hmm.
right?
Documentation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I was maybe thinking you could maybe assist me with that, and we could start taking footage of us trying to, you know, reach the goals and steps that we're taking towards reaching the goals, so that way the audience and the people of the world, which are all involved in this endeavor, right?
Create like a guideline.
I'm sorry?
Almost like a guideline on...
Well, what I'm thinking is just make a documentary, what is it called?
Oh, a documentary.
I'm sorry, what is that, documentary?
That's
the Greek me right there.
Okay.
That's the Greek accent. Anyway, so a documentary about us, you know, trying to reach the goals. I think that would be really cool because, you know, it involves the whole planet as a whole and they deserve to see it. So we're going to go ahead and move on to the next goal because I don't want to take up your whole day, you know, because we still have to look to the news today and see what happened. And I'm sure we're going to be talking about that for a little while. So the second goal that we want to reach with the Love Wins podcast show is that we want to get ultimately, we want to get the juvenile hall system abolished completely, like, let me rephrase that. So we'd like to get the juvenile hall system abolished, but for starters, we want to encourage people to form a nonprofit organization, right, that goes around and screens all the children that are in the juvenile hall system right now to make sure that they're in there rightfully, and if they're not in there rightfully, to get them out of there. And the reason why we want to do that is because when I first started the shows, I saw a headline in the LA Times that stated which clearly stated that the juvenile hall's cost are raising red flags, right? It was in the LA Times. It was in the very front page. It was about when the COVID-19 started, a year and a half ago? About a year and a half. It was in the LA Times. That's what trips me out, because that's like one of the most, you know, popular newspapers of the world. You know what I mean? And like, I mean, I know people on the other side of the world right now in Greece that read the LA Times online.
It's a worldwide publication.
Right, exactly. So the headline stated that the juvenile hall's costs are raising red flags. So I read that back to myself and I said, the juvenile hall is a place of incarceration for kids. And then I thought to myself,
it's promoting institutionalization of the mind, you know, at an earlier age, which, you know, they're still growing,
insane.
They're still forming, you know, they're not adults yet. So it's actually creating, it's a detriment more than something that's beneficial. And in my opinion, it should be more about teaching them and like not rehabilitating, because they might not even have anything wrong. Maybe they were just misguided, or maybe not taught anything growing up, like, and they just need to just have better guidance and from the adults, instead of being treated like they're wrong, or something.
Exactly.
Something's wrong with them, or they're told that they, you know. Yeah.
So
but because if you tell a child that they're bad, they're wrong, or that in some way, that in a negative way, it's going to impact them permanently, and that's not how you make a person want to be a good person. That's
right. So the headline stated that the juvenile hall's costs are raising red flags, and that I read that back to myself, and I said the juvenile hall is a place of incarceration for kids. Right, it's a racket. So a place of incarceration for kids. And then I told myself, that is insane, right? We have places of incarceration for kids. So we have places of incarceration for kids, and these places are filling up with so many kids that the LA Times felt the need to put it in the front page news. Like their front page news, like, this is a big deal. And so this is why we want to abolish the juvenile hall system ultimately. But it'd be good for starters if we could get people to form a nonprofit organization that goes out there and screens these kids every one by one. Like I always say this on the show too, I say, you know what, if anybody, you know, is down to do this, I will go with you. I will go with you to the juvenile hall system. I mean to the juvenile halls. I can't go inside because I'm on probation. Or I'm sorry, I'm on parole. But anyway, that's in a whole nother subject for a whole nother show. I mean, another episode. But yeah, so I can't go inside, but I would be down to go there with the person and wait out front until they go inside and check these kids out and make sure that they're in there at least rightfully. Like what I was thinking to myself is that if a kid's in there for doing graffiti or for skipping school, then they shouldn't be incarcerated.
Yeah, they need to be taught how to think, not what to think.
Exactly.
Especially in a negatively geared fashion that these places tend to
Totally, exactly. So that brings me to the third goal we want to reach with the show. For those who just joined us, I'd like to say welcome to the Love Wins podcast show, where we discuss worldwide matters on a daily basis and we try to come up with solutions for them, for us as a whole, so we can all have a better day today than we did yesterday and a better day tomorrow than we did today. I'm here with my good friend and co-host, and she's doing a special guest appearance for the day, which is my friend Teal. Hello, Teal, again.
Hello.
And we're just discussing the goals we want to reach with the shows, which are, we mentioned already, the number one is to come up with a cure or an antidote for the COVID-19 or any potential virus that may arise. Like, we should be prepared for this stuff. The second goal we wanted to reach, as we were just talking about, is that we wanted to get the juvenile hall system abolished ultimately. But for starters, it'd be nice to see a group of people, an organization be created that goes around and screens all these kids that are in the juvenile halls to make sure that they're in there rightfully, and if they're not in there rightfully, to get them out. And we're just now mentioning the third goal we want to reach with the show, which is that the third goal we want to reach with the Love Wins podcast show is that we would like to see cushions be put in a children's school for at least 1 year, just for an experiment, right? Because we strongly believe with this show that more kids would graduate if they had cushions in the school. And also my personal theory is that men's prostate cancer after we turn 50 would reduce tremendously. Because I mean, think about it, all these places that we have to sit on that have hard surfaces, from babies to young adults to adults. I mean, schools, I had to say it four times. Churches, parks, just libraries, like every place that you go to, which is basically government owned. I'm not talking shit about the government, I'm just saying they suck. Because all these places have hard surfaces for us to sit on. I mean, that's not good though. Because more kids would graduate and less men would get prostate cancer. I mean, any man in the right mind out there would listen to this right now and be like, dude, we gotta do this. We gotta get kids in the cushions in the kids' school because this is it's ridiculous. Look, I'm 35 years old and I just barely realized last year when I started the show how many places we go to that have hard surfaces for us to sit on. So I'm like, if it took me 34 years to realize this, what about these kids of this world? Maybe they won't never realize it. Maybe there's some people that never will realize how many places we have to sit on that have hard surfaces for me. So I started a radio show about it. You know, that's just where I stand with that. So that's the third goal we want to reach. The fourth goal we want to reach with the Love Wins podcast show, which, by the way, I would like to mention real quick that these shows are not scripted. There is no script for these shows. Nobody taught us how to be a radio show host. We're just some people that care about the world and care about the children of this planet, because they're obviously the future of this planet. And so we want to help this world be a better place for us, the adults, and for the children of this planet. And that's why we do this. And so yes, we improvise these shows, and you can find them on Spotify, Applecast, Google Podcasts, Podcast Guru, Podcast Addict, Spoon Breaker, and also Anchor.fm, which is the main platform that we use to create and broadcast these shows out to the world, so you guys can listen to them 24 hours a day. Any other time, I'll be taking it to commercial right now, but right now we're going to talk about the last two goals that we want to reach. And then when we come back from a commercial, maybe me and Teal will have the time and energy to discuss some news, some current news about what's going on in the world right now, because it's something we wanted to do today on the show. So the fourth goal we want to reach with this show is that we want to see a brand of cigarettes be made, right, that not only does not kill you, but it heals you, right? We want to see a brand of cigarettes be made that gives people superpowers.
I think they call it CBDs.
Why not? Nah, man. I'm talking about something that heals you from like a disease or the flu or something that makes your immune system stronger. I mean, come on. Like, it's 2021 and we still have cigarettes that kill people. Like, my dad just died from cancer. That's some messed up stuff, man. We got to change this. We got to see a change be made. And then if not, we got to do it ourselves. I mean, most people will understand where we're coming from, why these changes haven't been made, even though they're drastic, because most of the first ingredient for all these goals that we want to reach, that we need, is money. And so I can sit here and tell you why I don't have money, but I can't sit here and tell you that it's because of my drug addictions or it's because of I don't care about the world. No, because I do care about the world, and yes, I'm a drug addict, but look, yes, I'm also a radio show host. Right? And yes, I'm also somebody that's sitting here talking about making a change and trying to help people that do have the means, do have the connections, do have the money, right, to make those changes. And I'm there to help you in every and any way I can, because I care about the world. And I do truly want the children of this world to see them live in a better planet. To know that the kids of this world will live in a better planet than we did would be a good way to die. Would be a happy way to die. To know that I made a change and I helped this world be a better place before I died, you know?
Well, the children and Keith Richards, because, you know, he's still going to be around too.
Yeah. Yeah. Why can't Keith Richards live too? Why not? We give life. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the fifth goal we want to reach with the show is that we want the government to stop using the Earth's ocean as the Earth's dumpster. Because as many people may know, I just found this out 2 years ago when I was 33 years old, is that the government uses the ocean that we have, like the trash cans that you guys put out, whoever owns houses out there, whoever owns a house, if you put a blue green and brown plastic recycling bin or trash can outside your house every day that gets collected, and it goes from a smaller city, from this city, to a bigger state, to a bigger country, and it ultimately all ends up conclusively in the ocean, and we want that to stop, right? So my thing is, if we can't prove that there's life in other planets, why can't we just build a building in one of those planets and just take all the trash there? I mean, we can't prove there's life there, so there's all these planets that are empty, and we're dumping all our trash in the ocean. Like, seriously, this is wrong. We have to do something about this. We can't keep letting the government dump the trash in the ocean. That's insanity, you guys. Teal.
Yeah?
Say something, please.
Oh, thank you. Trash in the oceans is...
It's insane.
It is insane, and... It's just so carelessly put there, and not to mention the other toxins that are just being pumped into the water.
What do you think about my theory? Since we can't prove that there's life in other planets, why can't we just build something there and take the trash there, right? Well, we can't burn it because it goes into the ozone, and they say that's bad for the ozone.
Or you can just reprocess the trash and make it into, like, a terraformed, like, land. Like, they have the bottle islands and stuff you can actually make. So-called land is different.
On Earth, you mean?
Yeah. All you do is okay.
No, like, I'm saying, what do you think about my theory? Like, do you think that's possible?
Yeah, taking it out to space. Backyard. I know that's.
How do we know? We can't prove that there's life there.
Life could be anywhere from microscopic.
But if we're going to a planet, girl, and there's nobody there,
Yeah, in theory, but also life doesn't have to have eyes and legs, you know?
So you think there's life in the other planets? Okay, that's a whole nother show, right?
There's a different, like, but
what if there is nobody residing on one of these planets? Don't you think that would be a good theory if we could truly prove that there's nobody living there?
Yeah, but it's just a bunch of
a good solution
amoebas or something.
I'm sorry?
I said maybe, like, yeah, if it's, like, actually life, but like I said, life comes in many different forms. It's not just eyes and legs and what we consider to be life. It could be something microscopic, like an amoeba.
So is that a yes, though?
Yeah.
If there's no life there, we could take the trash there?
Me, personally, I would say no. We need to find a way to deal with it.
So you suggest that we...
We as human beings...
No, I'm saying, you suggest that we do what? I'm sorry.
Probably.
What's your solution is what I'm trying to say.
And I'm getting there to the point that we need to handle our own stuff and not just pawn it off on someone else. And do what we can together as a team of humans that care about our planet. Find any solution that we can.
Well, we just came up with a good solution.
Oh, that's
if there's no life, if there's no life in another planet,
yeah, I guess use it for.
So it could work potentially.
Yeah, it could. But what happens to that planet? You know, when it gets full, you know, does it start flying off into space and become a space junk, or is it just like a trash planet? But how do we know that there's not life unless we do extensive research?
You're absolutely right. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from the commercial. Thank you for your input very, very much. And thank you for joining us so far on the show. You're an awesome human being. Thank you for caring about the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and take it to commercial. Thank you guys for joining us so far on the Love Wins podcast show. My name is Neoklis Koumidis, also known as Nick the Greek. I am your host. Thank you guys for tuning in, and please stay tuned for the rest of the show after the commercial. Thank you for joining us. Please stay tuned for the Love Wins podcast show.